The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanon, v'hoyu shloyikol mafreya. That was the shita that we said before. The Rabbanon holds that we dash in the pasuk of v'hoyu advar me'ela shanoichim mitzavcha yoyim alvo vecho. V'hoyu means that you should not read the parsha lemafreya, meaning backward psukim out of order. Hadvarim alvo vecho. The pasuk says hadvarim alvo vecho. Yochol teikol parsha tzicha kavona. Alav avecho implies that it has to have kavona. So maybe the whole parsha needs to be bekavona. This whole parsha, the whole first parsha. Talmud loymar ho'ela atkan tzicha kavona. Until ho'ela v'hoyu hadvarim ho'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alav avecho. Until ho'ela, until this, that's where you need kavona. Now the Rishonim right away point out over here, the kavana we're referring to over here is not the regular kavana of mitzvah tzichs kavana, where the Gemara before started off, or yekoyer b'toyer im kivin liba yotz, and the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, shman mitzvah tzichs kavana. No. Over here, with kavana we're referring to is pirush hamilim, just to understand the explanation, the translation of the words. It's the kavana of understanding what you're saying. So, atkan tzichs kavana, that until ho'ela, you have to have kavana. So there's really a machlokes Rashi Tosfos over here. Rashi learns Atkan means ad alavavecha. That means until the end of the posik. That means you have to have kavana Shema Yisrael. That's the first posik. Vohafto also Baruch Shem. Vohafto is the second posik, and Vohoyu Advarim is the third posik. And on that Rashi says Atkan doesn't mean until the word Ha'ela, but Atkan. So Rashi ad alavavecha. Meaning, that whole third pasuk you have to have kavana. Tosfos argues, look, Tosfos, ad kan mitzvah kavana, this kavana of pirush hamilim, until where? Ad b'chol ma'oidecho. Zogt Tosfos, until b'chol ma'oidecho. Sheshnei psukim elu medabim b'yichud Hashem, ba'avosu b'yirosoi. That means the first two psukim, not the third pasuk. The first two psukim, Shema Yisrael, and the second pasuk, v'haftas Hashem alekecha b'chol abavcha u'b'chol navshcha u'b'chol ma'idecha. That means, when the Gemara says, ho'ela atkan tzicha kavona, that means until the pasuk before ho'ela, until the end of the second pasuk, until zoktes is clearly, until b'chol ma'idecha, ad b'chol ma'idecha. The two psukim have a unique aspect, that they medaban yichud Hashem b'avasi b'yirosei. So akoponim, this kavona in pirush hamilim, that Rishonim explained that you have to have, is ad until either the end of the second pasuk, until B'chol Ma'idecha, Tosfos says, or until the end of the third pasuk, until Alav Avecho, and that we learn from Ho'ela. Ho'ela meaning Atkan Tzichah Kavona. Until the onset of this pasuk of Ho'ela, which means B'chol Ma'idecha, or until the end of the pasuk of Ho'ela, until Alav Avecho. Zok Gemara, Mikan Ve'elech Ein Tzichah Kavona. From there onward, from the fourth pasuk, or from the third pasuk, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi from the fourth, so you do not need kavana, meaning this kavana in pirush hamilim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Omar le Rabbi Akiva, how could you say you don't need kavana for the rest of the parsha? Harei u'oimer daf yud gimel amud beis asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim alavavecho mikar ata lomed shekol haparsha kula tzrich kavana. And Tosfos explains, what do we see over here? Asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim, zok Tosfos, if it's only going up until there, then havele lemichtav asher tzivisicho, the mitzavcho mashma afilu mikan ve'elich. The lashon of asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim is that which I'm being mitzave you henceforthward afilu mikan ve'elich. So it means you have to be mechaven the pirush hamilim even forward, not just ad kan, not just for the previous parsha, but the previous pasuk or two or three. Then it should have said asher tzivisicho. So asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim alav avecho mikan atolomich kol haparsha kula tzrich kavona. So the whole parsha needs kavona. So that's the v'hoyu advar me'ela. So Eila doesn't mean it finishes over here. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim, going forward too. So that's the second shita, the shita of Akiva, Lalek Abeliezer, that you have to have kula tzricha kavona. Zog the Gemara, Natesi Bavarans, if it means even further than the second pasuk or the third pasuk, so then what do you need ha'ela for? Zog Tesis, if not for Eila, you would say that the Pasha Shniya also needs this Pirush Hamilim Dik Kavona, meaning V'hoyim Shamoya. And further, and by Yom Hashem, and the Hemshech also. So that Ha'elik comes to tell me that the whole first parasha needs kavona until Chsafta Mamzuz B'Sechav Yishal Recha. But not more than that, and that's what Ha'elik comes to tell me. But Avad Asher Enochim Mitzavcha means not to stop the Pirush Hamilim Kavona by the second or the third Pasuk. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbe Barachanom Reb Yechanon, Halocha Kireb Akiva. The halocha is like a bakiva, which says clearly that you have to have kavana the whole first parasha. Soon we're going to see the maskonas Gemara. The halocha is not like a bakiva. But I'm hearing the Gemara saying halocha bakiva. That's what Rabbi Bachana said. Zog the Gemara, ikka de masti lo ha de tanya. They learned the machlegas on the following brisa. Hakoyre shma tzoch shechavan is liboy. When someone reads shma, he has mechavan liboy. Now, mechavan liboy tanakam is mashma, the whole kriya shma, all three parashas. You have to mechavan liboy. On that, Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kevan Shekivan Liboy Beferek Rishon. Once he had kavanah by the first parak, meaning the first parasha from Vahafta until the Amazuz Besechav Yishal Recha, Shuv Ein Etzorich. You don't have to have more than that. That's mamash like we said a second ago. Rabbi Kiva Shita was that not just until Alav Avecha, but you have to have the whole first parasha. You have to have Tzicha Kavanah. That's what Rabbi Acha is saying over here. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Kevan Shliboy Beferek Rishon Shuv Ein Etzorich. And that the Gemara says, "Om Rabbah Barchanu Reb Yechonon Halacha Reb Acha Shal Mishum Reb Yehuda," and that's halacha. Like we just said, halacha Reb Kiva. Now we're saying halacha like Reb Acha Mishum Reb Yehuda that the first perek needs kavana. After that, not. Fact the Nadi Yehuda, fact the Tzlach. What's the difference in the two lashonis? They're both saying that Reb Kiva Shita is, or the halacha is like Reb Acha Shal Mishum Reb Yehuda that the first perek needs kavana. So what's the two members? The halacha is like a bekiva, the halacha is like a Rebbe Acha Mishum Rebbe Yehuda. Zokna Rebbe Yehuda Meduktuk is a machlekes. What's a machlekes? The machlekes is in the two lishnas, the what's it called? The lashon of the second lishna is kevin shekivin liba beperek rishon shuv ein etzorich. That means shuv ein etzorich that even lechatchila you don't have to have kavana in the parsha shniya. Shuv ein etzorich. Mashekna bekiva. In the first memoir was that kolah parsha kula tzich kavana, you have to have kavana by the first. Does that mean that lechatchila you shouldn't have by the second? Of course you should have by the second also. Why not lechatchila? Why not? But the second listener holds Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Acha Shom Mishum Rabbi Yehuda holds that clearly kevin shekivin liyaper gishon shuv ein etzorich, and etzorich meaning that even lechatchila you don't have to have kavana. Tak in the first parsha is no machlokes. They both hold you have to have kavana. Even b'diavad, but in the second parsha, that's what the Nadi Buda says. That's what the Tzlach explains. That's the machlokes in the two lishnas. Zok the Gemara, Tanya idoch. We learned in a different brisa. V'hoyu shlo yikal mafreya. V'hoyu was the member called to the Rabbonon that you can't read lemafreya. Alav avecho, Rav Zutra oimer at kan mitzvah kavona. Meaning until alav avecho, we had machlokes ashtesis. What that means? The end of the second pasuk, the end of the third pasuk. That's mitzvahs kavana, meaning pirush hamilim. Mikan ve'elech, mitzvahs kriya. From there onward, from after that, it's mitzvahs kriya. Without pirush hamilim, without this kavana. Rabbi Yoshe oimer, atkan mitzvahs kriya. Then until alav avecho is mitzvahs kriya. Mikan ve'elech, mitzvahs kavana, punkt vakert. The mitzvahs kavana only starts afterwards. The Gemara is soon going to say that means in this havamina that it's only mitzvahs kavana, not kriya. What does that mean exactly? We'll see. So the Gemara, but in the etzem pshat alone, maishnom mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya. What's the pshat that mikan ve'elech is mitzvahs kriya? Dichsev why ledaber bom means you have to speak it out. Meaning the tzad of kavana without kriya would mean the Rishonim explained. The Ritva says it would mean that it's enough to be maharer. Meaning mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kavana without kriya means they don't have to say it bepeh. You don't have to have the mitzvahs kriya. That means hero will be enough. L'chari mi din hero kedibur. So, we said that in the first lishna, Reb Zutra oimer atka mitzvahs kavona, mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya. So, maishnam mikan ve'elech mitzvahs kriya. Why is mitzvahs kriya only from there onward? Why do you have to say bepeh? Dichsiv ledaber bom, because it says in that second parasha ledaber bom, hochanami oksiv v'dibarta bom. It says the same v'dibarta bom in the first parasha. So, why should mitzvahs kriya only be relevant for mikan ve'elech? It should be negay in the first parasha too. Meaning the same way ledaber bom implies that you have to have a ma'isa kriya and it has to be bepeh ledaber, so this first parasha also has vidibarta bom. Adem sagt die Gemara, Hochi komme. Ad kan mitzis kavone, the first parasha, until alo avecho is only mitzis kavone, u kriya. Itake need kriya also, it's kavone and kriya. You need bepeh, because it says vidibatabom, and you also have to have kavone, the pirish hamilim, until alo avecho. However, mikan ve'elech, from the second parasha, from after alo avecho, kriya beloi kavone. Then the kriya alone, you don't need kavone, you don't need pirish hamilim, but avadi needs kriya, because it says, it says the lashon of v'dibartabom. I'm sorry, it says l'dabibom. Second part says l'dabibom. So l'dabibom, avad, you have to have mikam elech kriya. It can't be bepeh. It can't be not bepeh. It says what's it called? L'dabibom. So avad, you have to have a ma'ase kriya. But mashen kein kriya beloy kavone is enough. Zog the mora, but the first passage needs both. What's not a Gemara as a Kasha Vakert? Umayishna Atka Mitzis Kavona V'Kriya. Why is it that the first Pasha needs both Saibepeh and Saipir Shamilim? Dichsiv Alabavecha, which implies Kavona. V'Dibartabom, which implies Kriya Bepeh. Hosom Nami Hoksiv in the second Pasha also says Alavavchem L'Dabibom. It says both implications. It says Alavavchem and it says L'Dabibom. So which would mean Kavona, Alavavchem, and L'Dabibom, which is Kriya. So Gemara, no. Over there, you need it alavavchem for something else, not for the kavona. So that's why the second parasha would only be kriya and not kavona. Why? Alavavchem you need haomi boilech Rabbi Yitzchok. The Omar v'samtem es dvorei ela tzricha shtei sima keneged alev. That means v'samtem the tefillin shel yad have to be placed on this roya keneged alev, and that's what's pshat in alavavchem. It's over there, it's going in the parasha of tefillin, so it has to be taka alavavchem keneged alev, but not the pshat that you have to have kavona, meaning the pirush hamilim in the second parasha. The parasha is talking about tefillin. V'samtem es dvorei ela alavavchem al nafshchem ukshartem oisem lois al yedchem. It's going on the parasha of tefillin. Zog the gemara vayta omar mar Rabbi Yoishia oimer ad kan mitzis kriya. Mikan ve'elech mitzis kavona. That only the first parasha is kriya. That first tzad mikan ve'elech, and only afterwards is mitzis kavona. Ma'ishno mikan ve'elech mitzis kavona. Why is kavona only relevant in the second parasha? Bichshu b'chsiv alavavchem, which implies kavona. Hochan ami oksiv alavavcho. Over here in the first parasha, it also says alavavecho. So gemar hori komar. Ad kan mitzis kriya ve'kavona. The first parasha is taka kriya and kavona because it says alavavecho. Besides v'dibartabom, so taken is both. Mikan ve'elech, the second parasha, it's kavona beloy kriya. It's kavona without kriya because of alav avchem. Zog demaru umayishna atka mitzis kriya ve'kavona. Why is it the first parasha needs both? Dichsiv alav avecha v'dibartabom. Hosam nami in the second parasha likewise oksiv al levavchem ledabibom, which would mean alav avchem kavona ledabibom, which would mean kriya. Zog demaru, there's no raya in the second parasha. The second parasha Ledabe Bom is not going on the mitzvah kriya that it can't just be behira and it has to be dafka bepeh. No, over there Ledabe Bom is going on something else, totally different. Ha'ube deviterik siv. That's going on devitera, meaning just like before we were matcha, it's going on tefillin, and the alav avchem is not a raya. So over here we're saying that the Ledabe Bom is not a raya in the mitzvah kriya in the second parasha. Why? In this lishna, haubi de v'terek siv, v'achikom rachmona, the Torah is telling us, agmiru b'naichu Torah, teach your sons Torah, keheche de ligrasu b'hu. Like this, they'll be goyris, they'll be talking about it. They'll constantly express and talk about Torah. That's the chiv of Talmud Torah. Agmiru b'naichu Torah, keheche de ligrasu b'hu. So, and that's pshat in l'dabibom. They should talk in learning. They should constantly talk in learning. And that's a l'dabibom. But not the mitzvahs kriya nafuke. Not having a mitzvah kriya, meaning behira alone. And the oilam in this lishna, the second parasha is only kavona and not kriya. Why? Because the ladabi bom is not going on the kriya, but it's going on haubi divitari ksiv. Zog the more vayta ton rabbonon. Shema Yisrael Hashem alakeinu Hashem echod. At kan tzricha kavonas halev divra meyer. Over here, the Gemara is saying Kavonas Halev on the first Pasuk. So Kavonas Halev, we said before, means not the regular Mitzvahs Kavonah, but it means the Pir Shamilim. But over here, it's even more than that. Over here, it's Mamash the Kabbalah Sol Machu Shemaim. The first Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, is Kabbalah Sol Machu Shemaim. even it's out that this is the only pasuk that's really midiraisa. So this atkan kavonas alev or meir shita is this is the minimal. This is where you have to have kavonas alev. Omar Rava halachic remeir. The halach is taka like remeir that atkan tzirik kavonas alev is going only on the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Tosfos right away points out too. The second Tosfos is Omar Rava halachic remeir v'hochi hilchsa dekaim l'kerova duhu basro. That Rav said, halacha kremeya. So it comes out over here, there's numerous shittas that we just said in this sugya over here of kavanas halev. The Eliezer shita, the first shita was until alav avecha. We had a machlek zvashi tesis, if it means the first two psukim or the first three psukim. Then we have a bekibish shita was kol ha-parsha. That means which parsha? The parsha vishoina. The first parsha vishoina. Does that mean that lechatchila, you don't have to have a second one. That was the Nodi B'Yudah's vort. That's Gufin Machlokes and the two Lishnas in Ravacha. And then we had the Tanakama over there holds that really everything needs to be with Kavanas Alev. The Tanakama holds that Hakore Shma Tzoch Shicham Nes Liboy, which is Mashma, all three parshas, everything has to have Kavanah. Rabbi Yoshe says that Parsha Rishoyna is Kriya v'Kavona, and Shni is Kavona alone. Kavona alone meaning that you don't have to have the Maisa Kriya and Hira would work. You don't need to prepare. And the Maskana is Halach like Rimeya, and that's Pasuk Rishon, and that's Taka, you have to Mizboinen in the first Pasuk, in every word, and you have to Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, Achdusoy, etc., etc. Like it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Kvega does say that it's sufficient for Pasuk Rishon in Halacha if a person has a klolis dika kavona kabbalas malchus shemayim, meaning like we'll see soon in the Gemara, even if he's not being mamlich in dalad ruches and shemayim va'oretz, but he's mekabel malchus shemayim, that's already enough for the atkan tzrich kavonas alev meikar din. Now legavi baruch shem, it's also ma'akev in this first pasuk. First pasuk goes together with Baruch Shem. So the minimal kavana that Akan Tzich Kavana Salev is really Shema Yisrael with Baruch Shem Kvod Machusai. Zog the Gemara Tanya, Sumchus Oime Kol HaMarich Be'echod. Whoever is Marich Be'echod, Marich in the Yom of Vishnoisov, Yezoich at Arichas Yomim. You want to be Zoich to longevity, Arichas Yomim, you Marich Be'echod. Zog the Gemara, what does that mean, Marich Be'echod? Omer Abacha Bayankov, Uve Dalet. You have to Marich in the Dalet, in the Dalet of Echod. And Rashi Radway points out that the chol kama d'omar ech b'loy dalet le mishtam emidi u'ma betzeh baruchosoy. What are you being marich in the aleph and the ches if you didn't say the word echod yet? You're being marich in something that you didn't even pronounce the word echod. You can't be marich in something before you said it. It means nothing. Ech doesn't mean anything. Aval b'dalet yarech at kashir shiase b'liboy until you have the shir b'liboy of yochid b'shemayim v'oretz ul'a baruchoseh k'mfarsh kamon in the dalet. Now, the Rishonim point out that you have to be careful if you're marich in the Aleph. Akert. The Aleph should not sound like Echod, meaning E means not, Einchod. Not Chas V'Sholom, it should imply E, Echod. So it should not be marich in the Aleph. Masheng in the Ois Dalet, you're marich in. Now, the truth is, the way we pronounce an Ois Dalet, it's hard to be marich in the Dalet. Echod, you can't be marich in the Dalet. I think the Temonim, they take a their pronunciation of a dalet is a echoth. So it's a type of th, echoth. So you could be marich in it. But the way we have the miftah, the poskim say it means after you said the echod, then you're marich in it in your kavana, like Rashi says, like the Gemara is going to say, dalet ruchos in shemayim v'oretz. I mean, the famous Gemara, we know Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva was when he was ner akir shashem asol gemalchus, he was ma'ich be'echod at sheyotze nishmosay, not the nishmosay be'echod. He was ma'ich be'echod. So we see taka as a metzias. The Biskurov in stencils, it's brought down in a few places. The Biskurov, he had a chakira. What's this din of be ma'ich be'echod? Is it a din in kriyas aparsha, in the kriya shaboy, or it's a din in the kavona? Meaning, is it a din in the kriya of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that it has to be Marech Be'echad, or it's a din in the Kavona, you have to be Mechaven, somebody have to be Marech Be'echad. So he was Medayik in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, the Rambam puts his Halacha being Marech together with the halachas of Diktik Bayis Yisrael. So we see clearly that it's a din in the Kriya, in Diktik Bayis Yisrael. You have to ma'ach be'echod, just like he says, Midaktik Bayis Yisrael, you have to ma'ach be'echod. It's a din in the Kriya, not a din in the Kavona. We'll see soon, I mean, from the Gemara that says that after Yimamlich Shamayim Ve'oretz and Dalad Ruchos, so one of the Amroim told him, Sulei Tzorich. Sulei Tzorich would imply that Sulei Tzorich, that it's a din Kriya maybe. You don't have to do more than that. If it's Kavona, what do you mean Sulei Tzorich? You don't have to stop someone. You can always have Kavona more and more. You don't have to stop. Or maybe not. Sulei Tzorich, once you're ready Mechavon, it's a taka din in Kavona. Once you're ready Mechavon, so Sulei Tzorich, you don't have to do more than that. It's efficient. Ad kan. We'll see soon that Gemara. But upon him, Yesh Lodun in that Gemara, if it's a raya to this Chkira, if it's a din in the Kriya or it's a din in the Kavona, but he brings a raya from the fact that the Rambam places it, he places it together with Diktik Bayis Yisrael, that the Bimarech is a din in the Kriya and not a din in the Kavona. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Aleph describes exactly if the Mamlech, besides the Pirush Hamilim of Shema Yisrael, the first Pasuk, but Yimamlech B'Shemayim Va'oretz, Yimarech in the Shir, that is Yochid U'Moshel B'Dalad Ruchos, and then it says V'lo Yoyser. More than that, you don't have to, because you don't want to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur by being Marech more than you have to. So continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Alo, Tanya Sumachas Omer Kol Amarech Be'echot Marech Le'Yom V'Shnoisev. Omar Rav Acha Be'Yankav U'V'Dalad. Omar Rav Ashi, the fact that he said B'Dalad and not by the Ches, that doesn't mean you bechayt of the ches. Amar Rav Ashi uvatsh liyachta beches. You shouldn't read the ches as a shva. Echad, I mean, you shouldn't be chayt of it. Reb Yirmei Avi Yosef Kameder Reb Chir Ba Abba Chazid Avi Marech Tuva. He's always Marech Tuva. Omale Kevin Dam Lichte Lemailo Lemato Laba Ruchay Tzashemaim Sulei Tzriches. So this was the topic that we had. We discussed a second ago, this Biskrov, is this Marech a din in Kavona, a din in Kriya? Over here, he told him, Sulei Tzriches. So Sulei Tzriches, because you're ready Mechaven, so you Yoitz to the Kavonis that you're supposed to do, or Sulei Tzriches, because it's a din in Kriya. So Kriya, there's no, you did it. Kavona, you won't stop it maybe. Kavona, maybe this is endless. So the question is, what is this, do you can Sulei Tzriches? It's Yidur, Reb Sol Salanta. After all the kavonot for Shtein Shulchan Aruch and his Gemara, Lemailo, Lemato, Dalet Ruchos, the main thing a person can't forget to be Mamlech the Eibishta, what's between the Shemayim Va'aretz and what's between the Dalet Ruchos around the person, which the B'Sol Zalanta said is the person himself. You can't forget to be Mamlech the Eibishta on yourself, not just on Shemayim Va'aretz and Dalet Ruchos, but on what's in between all those areas, on yourself, to be Mamlech the Eibishta on yourself. That means ready to be Moisen Nefesh, the Messiah's Nefesh for the Eibishter. The Mashal Taka says the reason why they told him Sulei Tzriches is because not to be Mafsid Tefillah B'Tzibur. That was the Cheshbon of Sulei Tzriches. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Nosson Bar Mara Ukva Omer Rav Yehuda Alav Avecha Ba'amido. Alav Avecha, as we said, Ba'amido. Until Alav Avecha. Zok the Gemara Alav Avecha Sagadaitach. Only Alav Avecha. Zok the Gemara, no, it means until. Ela Ema Ad Alav Avecha Ba'amido. Till all of has to be Bamido. Be Kamve Eilich Loi. Now, Rashi, Rabbi Bavorant, what do you mean Bamido? Be passing like Bezhil that says that it can be done in any oifen. So, what's up is Dafka Bamido? We said before, Beshach Vulkumecha does not mean the oifen of reciting Kriyishma Dafka Beshchivo Bamido. It means Afila Batoya. So, what does it mean Bamido? So, Rashi, Afila Bezhil Damri. Oiskim Amlachtim Korin Malchin Korin. Moidim, they're Moida. Shetzoich Lamed Bemokim Echod. It's a new word. That means if you're walking, that's what Tosis explains. So Tosis that Yerushalmi Mefarish, not the pshat if you're sitting, you have to stand. Ba'amid doesn't mean you have to stand up now. Adrabber, Basil said you don't do that. Elo, the Moim Mahalach, if you're in the middle of walking, so then stop in your tracks and say Shema Yisrael until Alo Avecha in one spot. You can say it in any oifen. If you're walking, you have to stop. Because if you want to be Mekabel Omach Shemaim, the first Pasuk, if you want to be Mechav and Pirush HaMilas in that first Pasuk, until Alav Avecho, so then that's only Shaykh if you are not walking. If you're walking, then it's a steer to all Kabbalah Omach Shemaim. So you have to be Mechavim, so you have to stop by, and that's the halacha taka brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're walking, you have to stop by the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. If you say, "Ein meyushav zaktei se kolkach," when you're mechavim, you can't be mechavim if you're mahalach. It's a steer to Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. If you're Mahav, you can't be Mechavan. Shulchan Aruch Tak and Simon Samach Gimel says that Posek Rishon, you have to stop. The Bach says even Posek Baruch Shem. The Bach says that until Alav Avecho Taka, like this Gemara. But the halacha legabe Posek Rishon, over there it's brought down also legabe Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem and Posek Rishon go together. Now this is very common. A person can be walking. He has to say Kriyashma. It's Mamish Sovizman Kriyashma. And he's walking to shul. And it's time. So you have to stop in your tracks by Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Zoktes is v'chein halacha demhalach b'derech mitzvah lama b'posik aleph. U'b'ine kavon b'posik rishon levad. V'chein is b'tanchum Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Oma osa lekabal amalach shemayim k'shu mahalach it's osa. Meaning after Baruch Shem, clearly, after Baruch Shem, when you come to Vahavto, then you can continue Kedako, you continue walking. So that's the first sheet in the Gemara, that the Amida is until Alav Avecho. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Kol HaParsha Kula Bamida. The whole Parsha, which means Parsha Rishoina, the whole Parsha Rishoina has to be Bamida. Was the Rabbi Yechon Tamei? This is very geschmack. Rabbi Yechon Lishtos in the Tapet Omet. The Omer Rabba Bechanum Rabbi Yechon Haloch Rab Achash Omer Shum Rabbi Yehuda, which said that Kavonas Alev Pirush Amilim, you have to have by the whole first Parsha. That was the two members before Rab Ach and Rab Akiva. The Halacha, if it means that Il Chatchili you don't need by the second Parsha, but Kavonim, the first one you need, it doesn't just mean until Alav Avechon, it means the whole first Parsha, until Amazuz Bisecha Vishorecha. So that goes to Shitos over here, that the Kavonas HaLev goes together with Amida. Stop in your tracks all the way till the end of the first parasha. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, Zuki Hashma Asher Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, which we showed him explain, who was Terosum Nosoi. So that's why he only said the first parasha, the first posik, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. So the Rishon really asks this kasha. The Gemara in Shabbos Yud Aleph says that even someone who's terasim nosa is mafsik lekriyashma. So if he's mafsik lekriyashma, what does it mean that he didn't say more than the first pasuk? So the Rashi and the Ra, they give one of the truths they give is dafka by pasuk rishon you mafsik. When it says mafsik lekriyashma, it means pasuk rishon, and that's exactly what he did. Someone who's terasim nosa is mafsik pasuk rishon. The Rosh gives the teretz that dafka, when you are learning, it's only you learning yourself. So then you're poisik l'kriyishma. Mavzikin l'kriyishma by terosum nosi, if you're learning yourself. But if you're terosum nosi, you're melamed acherim, like a bida nosi, then you're not mafzik for the parsha. Posik rishon is something else, but you're not mafzik for the whole kriyishma. Posik rishon is the raisa. Now, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, they bring that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was taka mafsik for more than pasuk rishon. When the Gemara says pasuk rishon, it really means the first parsha. He read the whole first parsha. The whole first parsha taka is the raisa according to them. That's how they learned that it doesn't just mean pasuk rishon. Akaponim, those are the different tools of the Rishonim legabe Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Zok the Gemara Om Rab Levi Om Rav Le Rab Chia Le Chazine Le Rabbi De Mekabla Malchus Shemayim. I did not see him be Mekabal HaMalach Shemayim in the morning. I was in a shir. It was in the morning. He gave a shir from before this man. And I didn't see Mekabal HaMalach Shemayim. Omale Barpachte. Barpachte means Ben Gdolim. You missed it. He did. I thought he was Mekabal HaMalach Shemayim. B'shor Shemav Yodav Alponav, when he puts his hand over his face, while the shir, he's stroking his hair, his face. So Mekabal HaMalach Shemayim, that's when he's being Mekabal HaMalach Shemayim. The reason he did it as ha'oifin because that's how you can be mechaven. So he covered his eyes. That's the reason why we cover our eyes when we take Yad Yamina and we cover our eyes is in order to be mechaven for Kriyashma. Based on this Gemara. Zok the Gemara, choyze v'goyim ro, oy ein choyze v'goyim ro. You're telling me now that Rav told Reb Chia, loy chazina l'rebi de mekabel amach shemayim. So he said he was Mekabel. He was Mekabel during the shir. You didn't realize B'shosha Mavir. Was he Choyze V'Goymer? Was he Goymer the rest of the parasha besides the first Pasuk? Because all he did was Mekabel HaMalach Shemayim in those few minutes when he put his hand over his eyes. Was he Choyze V'Goymer afterwards? Ain't Choyze V'Goymer. Ba'a Kapora Oymer Ain't Choyze V'Goymer. He didn't. Reb Shimon B'Rebbe Oymer Choyze V'Goymer. He did. Omele Ba'a Kapora Reb Shimon B'Rebbe Bishlem L'Didi. According to me, that what? That he was not Choyze. That's why he made sure in the shir every day to mention something of vart about Yitzis Mitzrayim in order to be maskil Yitzis Mitzrayim, because he wasn't chayz v'goymro. According to you, is chayz v'goymro. Why was he maskil Yitzis Mitzrayim? What was so important to always be maskil in the shir something about Yitzis Mitzrayim? And for the Gemara, Kedela Haski Yitzis Mitzrayim Bizmano. He wanted to be Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim Bizman. And if he would have been Chayz V'Goymro, even if he would have been Chayz V'Goymro, it was after this man. So he wanted to Chaper and this man, and that's why he was Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim, even if he was Chayz V'Goymro. Now, the question is that Yitzis Mitzrayim is Kol Ayoyim. If it's Kol Ayoyim, what do you have to Chaper and Yitzis Mitzrayim Bizmano? So on that, the Rishonim say, the Shagasai has a stick on this, that the Ra'ah, that the fact that Yitzis Mitzrayim was placed in the parsha of Kriya Shema, so they were conveyed in the parsha of Kriya Shema, so you have to try to say it with this man of Kriya Shema. So even though Yitzis Mitzrayim is Nehma Ganzi Yoim, the question is, it's going to be Leiloi, it's going to be Shiach, but it's Ganzi Yoim, but since he were conveyed in Kriya Shema, so merely he wanted to do it Bismano, and that's why he was masking Yitzis Mitzrayim. Zog the Gemara, Omar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'nenas b'sheina yotzo. Meaning, if you're nenas b'sheina after you said the first pasuk, the main thing is the kavona by the first pasuk, you're yotzo. Omar le'av Nachman le'doru avdei. He told his eved b'psuka kama. The first pasuk, make sure I'm up and awake. Kama so tzaron. Tvei, but after the first pasuk, loy tzaron. You don't have to make sure that I'm awake. I can be menamnam too when I say it. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, brei de rabbe. Omer le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef. I'm sorry. Omer le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef, brei de rabbe. Avucha hechi ava ovid. What did your father do? Meaning rabbe. The first pasuk he made sure he was up and awake with all the kavanas. But more than that, he was not mitzayin nafshei. So there's a need over here to be showing him. What does it mean? Does it mean that he said it, but he just said it benimnum? He didn't say that at all. But like upon him, there's a mashmois in the Rambam that taka only pasuk rishon. What is Taka the Pshat? Akoponim, there's a chiyuv to say Akoponim midrabbanan the whole parsha Kriyishma, all three parshas. So what is this? Is it Tvei Lav and Mitzayin Nafshei? Why is this only the first pasuk? So Blaise Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilz Kriyishma, in the first tickle over there, Aleph, the Bamasal Venira, he says the Yisoid in Kriyishma. He says the Ikki Yisoid of Kriyishma is Kabbalah Samachal Shemaim. That's the first pasuk. The other parshas are a pirish in the Kabbalah Samachal Shemaim. Is it a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Is it a Kabbalah in Abbas Hashem? Is it a Kabbalah in Talmud Torah? These are all the pirish of the Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim. So by these Amaroyim, they were nenas, so in Mela, they did the Ikka Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim. But it's not the Pshat, they omitted something that had to be said. Because the other parshas are be'etzim, a pirit in Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim. They said the Ikka Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim, and then the other parshas are a pirit in Kabbalah's Amach Shemaim. It's mitzvah Hashem, it's Abbas Hashem. So in Mela, without an oynes, of course, you have to be mefarat the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. But in all the parshas, but because they were nenas, like the menorim, the goyim says they were choylim, they couldn't do more. So the ikka Kabbalah Samach Shemaim they did. Vashteitzach, their Kabbalah Samach Shemaim in the first pasuk is 1,000 times more than our pirit of the other parshas. But the point is, the Yisoid Rav Shach is saying that it's not two different nekudas. It's not the pshat. There's a Kabbalah Samach Shemaim in the first pasuk, and then there's parshas of Kriya Shema. Of mitzvahs and avos Hashem. No. The other parshas are piloting Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. So they did the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim to the fullest extent in that first pasuk. So mele by Anus, they were takapota, and they didn't, maybe possibly, they did not say the other parshas. Kong to Rishonim, they said it. Other Rishonim said they said it, just benimnum. That's a whole need in the Rishonim. Zok Gemara Om Rav Yosef Prakten. Prakten is someone who's lying on his back. Zok Drachshi Shoichel Agabi upon of Lamalo. Lo yikre kriyishma, that's not the way to greet kriyishma. Zog the Gemara, mikru de lo likri. It's mashma, kriyishma is shenrin in za'oifen. Ha migni shapidomi. But it seems to imply that when it comes to migni, to sleep in such a way, shapidomi yalatu. Tagmova Rabbi Shulman Levi Liat, he cursed Aman de Gani Aparkad, someone who slept on Aparkad when he slept on his back. Zog de Gemara Omar, Migni Kimatsli Shapidomi. To lie down and to daven in such a way is Shapidomi. Then Mikra, Masha Enkein, Avagav de Matsli, Nami Osir. Oh, what it means is like this. Migni Kimatsla Shapidomi. That means to sleep, prakdin. But you're a little muta al tzido, kimatzla, a little to the side, then shapidomi, to sleep in a fashion that you're lying down, but you're a little move to the side, a little on your side, then it's taka shapidomi. But mikra, when it comes to kriyashma, then afagav the matli nami also, then even if you're muta a little on the side, it's also to be shoycha prakdin, it's also because that's vayta nat, that was the chiddush that he was mechadish. The difference between sleeping and being kari kriyashma. Going a little to the side for sleeping would not be a problem, and for kriyashma, it would be a problem. I once heard years ago, Reb Shmuel Shein, he said that he heard from Reb Yankov Kamenetsky that prakdin, lying on your back, is like a kriyashma. But if you cross your legs, that's already called that yamuta. The ghetto of not being a prakdin is already, it doesn't even have to be on the side. I think he said merely crossing your legs, that's already not the regular lying on your back. After all, Rabbi Yochanan, he used to lie down prakdin while he was matzli, meaning muta lula tzidoy, and he was kari kriyashma. You just said, the Gemara just said that you can't by Kriyashma. Zok the Gemara, Shaini Rabbi Yochanan Balbosa Hava. Rabbi Yochanan had no choice. He was a Balbosa. He was overweight in a Zaf fashion that he couldn't do it another way. So Mela, by him, it was schwer for him to be Mamish Goal Tzidoy. So he's able to read in a Zaf Oifen of Matzle Vekori. Meaning, not going totally to the side, even by Ma'at. All right, we'll stop over here by the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, by the two dots, six, seven lines from the bottom.